Much. Well, let's find out from Bruce Davidson, shall we? Tennis analyst and promoter joining me on the line now. Bruce, do you agree with Maxwell that it will be Djokovic who will be the victor over Nadal later on today? Good morning.
Good morning to you and the listeners. Well, on paper, he couldn't have been more correct. You know, Djokovic is the world number one. He's already got 18 Grand Slams behind his name. He's carved his way through the draw very handsomely in Paris. But he is facing the king of clay, the dominant Roland Garros, number one player that nobody has ever seen a player like Nadal on clay. 13 Roland Garros titles. He's got 20 majors, 13 of them from Roland Garros. And Nadal is certainly not going to be an easy walkover when they play today. It's a very sad situation, in my opinion, that they're playing in the semifinals and not in the finals. But very exciting that you've got two other great, great up-and-coming players contesting the other semi-final. Shows that the sport is in good hands. But a big match today, Africa. We've got, you know, Nadal and Novak playing their 58th match. They've played 57, and Novak is 29-28, one match ahead of him in their 57 head-to-head meetings.
Have I watched every match that Djokovic and Nadal have played in this tournament? Possibly not. But I've been getting a sense that Nadal is just marginally in a better form, I think, than Djokovic. I mean, Djokovic was tested by the 19-year-old a couple of rounds ago, wasn't he? Where he lost the first two sets and they had to win it in five sets. And even his victory against Berrettini two days ago, it seems to come with a little bit more of a struggle than the games that Nadal has shown. He's lost a set in the previous round against Schwartzman, but then Schwartzman is 10th seeded in this tournament, so it was not going to be an easy match. But generally, he's just had an easier route, you would say, to the semifinal. And I say easier not because he's faced easier opponents, easier because Nadal has just marginally, I think, being in better form than Djokovic in this tournament.
Well, I think that Rafa Nadal has certainly had a better clay court season. You know, he won in Barcelona, he won in Rome. We know that, you know, he's very dominant in Paris. The clay court suits his game. He's played 107 matches in Paris and he's won 105 of them. Now, that's quite a stat. To know that you're 105-2 going into a match against the world number one. And I might agree with you that he has seemed to play a little bit better. But, you know, when you play a person like Nadal, Djokovic just seems to do something extra special. It's the opponent that sometimes brings the best out in you. And Djokovic is the type of player that knows what to do, when to do it, and how to do it to get through his matches. He might have lost a few sets, he might have lost a few games, but as I said, he's just carved his way through the draw in quite a smart way. But, you know, it's going to be a very interesting match. I mean, they are so equally matched. It's quite amazing that a semi-final of this nature is taking place. There's been such a hype, not only in Paris, but around the world about this afternoon's match. And I'm looking very forward to it because I know they're both going to give their all. There is so much at stake for both of them. I mean, Nadal doesn't want to be dethroned as the king of clay, and he certainly would like to take his major haul to 21 to be the standalone record holder in that regard and not have Roger Federer tying with him at 20.
Well, Bruce, you might know I'm a Roger Federer fan, so I have no vested interest in whether the outcome, I suppose, of this particular match. So I'll be enjoying it just for the sheer spectacle of what promises to be a fantastic match. The other semi-final, of course, is that of Zverev, who's seeded number 6, taking on Tsitsipas, who's seeded number 5. Both very young players, both slightly temperamental in the lack of consistency sometimes in the game of tennis that they put on the court, but both having an amazing tournament so far.
Absolutely, and it's just so nice, as I said earlier, that we've got two great champions coming through the shadows. The shadows. We just know that, you know, Roger and Novak and Rafa and a little bit of Andy Murray, but not much of it, have really just dominated the game of tennis and especially the majors over the past few years. And now all of a sudden we've got this Greek god, Tsitsipas, and we've got Zverev from Germany, you know, shining in Paris, which is very, very, very good for the game of tennis. Tsitsipas leads Zverev 5-2 head-to-head in matches. But you must remember that Zverev got to the Grand Slam final, his first at the US Open, so he knows what it's like to be in a Grand Slam final. Tsitsipas has yet to have the pleasure of that. And although Zverev is the underdog, I just really think that he might be playing the better tennis going into the final. The one thing that I looked at Africa, which was a very important stat, is that 78% of the points won and at net by Tsitsipas. He won 78% of his points at net, and 64% of the points at net were won by Zverev. So if Zverev has got any chance, he's going to have to keep Tsitsipas away from the net, and it's going to be quite interesting because you and I know that on clay, and especially clay in Paris, you don't play often at the net.
No.
But a lot of the game by Tsitsipas and Zverev have been played at the net. So this is going to also be quite a blockbuster.
Well, the final match has been determined for the women's sort of finals. Both women I know very little about, I must admit. Krejcikova is going to be taking on Pavlyuchenkova in the final tomorrow. What do you know about the two women, and how do you see that match's outcome to be?
Well, this is just an absolutely bizarre final. I mean, 31 seed Pavlyuchenkova from Russia is the first Russian since Maria Sharapova reached the Australian Open final in 2015. I mean, she beat the world number 85, Tamara Zinzasek, 7-5, 6-3. And it's just quite an amazing thing. She's 29 years old. It's the first Grand Slam final. She made her debut in Paris 14 years ago. It was interesting. 10 years ago, Anastasia got to the quarterfinals at Roland Garros, but she's played 52 majors and never got to the final. And as I said, she is 29 years old. But the one thing about Anastasia, she was the former junior world number one, and she did get to the final of the girls' singles at Roland Garros in 2006. So to me, when I look at all those stats, I think she's got a slight advantage over unseeded Barbara Krejcikova. And it's going to be a very interesting final. It's going to be a new Grand Slam champion, a new French Open winner. And when it comes to that, two players going for a Grand Slam title, it's going to be dog-eat-dog, if that's a better word, because you don't get these chances easily. But what an interesting women's singles draw. All the seeds were topped out. We had some surprises coming here and there. Coco Gauff doing very well, in my opinion, and shining, which is very exciting for her future. But I can't believe that we've got this Russian in the final against Barbara Krejcikova. It could be actually a very good final because both of them were so unexpected to be in the final.
Let's hope so. Bruce Davidson, thank you very much indeed. It's a business end of the French Open, of course, the second Grand Slam of the tennis calendar in the year. Bruce Davidson is a tennis analyst and a commentator and promoter as well.